A lot of people who are released from jail or prison can't go home again and find it nearly impossible to get stable housing. Without that, they could be a cost and a safety risk to the community. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports on how one Pennsylvania county cut recidivism rates and expenses, but not everyone's on board.
Zach Hassinger's apartment in downtown Lewisburg near Bucknell University is pretty standard for a 23-year-old guy. Laundry stuffed in a corner behind the bathroom door, baseball cap collection in the living room, above the couch, a poster of a young woman wearing socks, and not much else. But he's here for reasons that are uncommon to most people.
I mean, I remember vividly as a child going and picking up massive amounts of marijuana with my father. When you're in that environment and you're around drugs and both your parents seem to be functioning perfectly fine, one can only assume that, you know, you're either not ever going to mess around with it or eventually you're going to. I mean, doesn't everybody aspire to be like their parents?
He did follow in his parents' footsteps. He was still a teenager when he started dealing drugs and using a lot of cocaine in particular.
I would at times be up for 2 to 3 days and just completely out of control.
Eventually, Hassinger was arrested on felony drug charges. He avoided doing serious time through Union County's drug treatment court. Part of the deal with drug court involves probation meetings, community service, group therapy, individual counseling, and approved plans for work and housing. Steve Deal is Hassinger's probation officer.
He lived with family members who weren't in the best situation, and it was in the middle of nowhere, and they weren't really interested in getting him to meetings and to counseling and to a job and stuff like that.
So Hassinger had a housing problem, as many former inmates do. But since 2012, there's been a solution for him and 30 other Union County residents convicted of nonviolent offenses. The Justice Bridge Housing Program has subsidized their rent, making up the difference between the full cost and 30% of the person's income.
Be able to show the numbers that we're showing is a clear indicator that this is a great program.
That's Union County Chief Probation Officer Scott Lizardi. Participants have a recidivism rate of 37%. Overall county figures aren't available, but the statewide average is 60%. And the program appears to save money. Housing subsidies are income-based, but it works out to, per person per day, about $19 versus $72 to support somebody in jail.
If you reduce your jail population, even by 2 or 3 people per year, you've paid for what you've contributed, and you've probably saved some.
That monetary transfer isn't happening, though, because county commissioners aren't supporting the program, saying it helps people who don't really need it. Commissioner Preston Boop has led the push for changes in county corrections and was once a champion of the Justice Bridge program. He says it's rare for inmates to truly be facing homelessness on the outside.
We are not holding people in jail only because they don't have a home plan very often. It does happen. It has happened. But it's not frequently to the point that we need to hit the taxpayers.
Boop also says the county's day reporting program could help people get jobs, even start working and save up for security deposits before they're eligible for release. But once they're out, their income might not be enough to cover rent, not to mention fines and legal bills. And many ex-offenders aren't eligible for federal housing assistance. Most individual housing authorities are strict about criminal records. Pennsylvania Department of Corrections Deputy Secretary Shirley Moore-Smeal says that's been slow to change.
Each county has its own rules and regulations that they are governed by. So it would be helpful if that were not the case, but I think that it is an area that there is still improvements that can be made.
Even housing authorities that are liberal about criminal backgrounds have waiting lists. In Union County, it's 6 months. To help address that gap, the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency has funded reentry housing initiatives all over the state, including Union County's Bridge Program. Its seed grants run out, and the search is on for more permanent funding since Boop pulled his support. Debate over the program continues, but Hassinger says he couldn't have stuck to his probation requirements without it.
That program saved my life. Really. Wholeheartedly, genuinely believe that.
That's powerful. But a consultant's report cautions replicating this project could be tough in places without the close-knit relationships partly credited for the program's success in Union County. It also seems like the program's already at risk for failing there, in part due to this dependence on collaboration, particularly when it involves politicians in charge of purse strings. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.